The Calling by Inger Ash Wolf, narrated by Bernadette Dunn.
Chapter 1. Friday, November 12th, 3 p.m. He was precisely on time. For most of the afternoon, Delia Chandler had busied herself with small tasks around the house. She'd already vacuumed the upstairs and downstairs that week, but she did it again, taking care to move tables and chairs to ensure she got the head of the vacuum everywhere that dust could hide. One of Simon's tenets was cleanliness. She did not want to meet him for the first time with as much as a speck of dirt anywhere in the house. She ran the dishwasher and cleaned the dish tray. She even washed the bar of soap in the bathroom. In his communications with her, Simon had said that the key to health was to take care of your environment as you took care of yourself. She had followed his advice very closely indeed, preparing the teas exactly as he detailed, drinking them at the prescribed times of day, taking gentle exercise at exactly 6 a.m., and getting into bed at 9 p.m. to make sure she got 9 full hours of sleep every night. His ministrations, however long distance they were, had been invaluable in keeping her strength up until he could come. The cancer was in her bones now, and it had spread like a moss through her pelvis and into the surrounding tissues. Dr. Lewiston had laid out for her the palliative options. Once the pain got too intense, she would be moved into the hospice, where it would be managed. She imagined herself being put to sleep like a dog. Her sons, Robert and Dennis, had said they would pay.